This one's called Stick It to the Man. Think you're always holding, but you never know. Maybe baking soda or a big old bag of blow, yeah. Driving dirty, ditch the cigar and rain. Stick it to, stick it to, stick it to the man, yeah. No one can hold us down. You won't see us around. We will never hide. Run like Johnny Rambo on a crystal monster high, yeah. You cannot detain us, take us to the can. Stick it to, stick it to, stick it to the man, yeah. No one can hold us down. You won't see us around. They kind of suck. Blow it all on Kino while relying on our luck. We don't want your gold. We'll fight you for our sand. Stick it to, stick it to, stick it to the man, yo. No one can hold us down. You won't see us around.
More.
Woo. This one's called Ask the Glob.
Such as
Leaves us one.
One to go.
A handsome song sung by a handsome boy.
This one's not for you, Ronnie.
They make me feel like dirt and I'm hooked. If I start a commotion, I run the risk of losing you, and that's what. Fall in love with someone, ever fall in love with someone, ever fall.
Offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
They gave him latest single from Kid Gulliver, Susie Survived Chemotherapy. And before that song, we did... Oh, I forgot to put it in there, and I'm not going to mess this up. Hang on one second, fellas. Who did I play before that? See, this is the beauty of college radio, is that you can mess up like this, and your PD doesn't call you and yell at you.
It's a learning experience.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's called Found Audio. The song before that, Bad Conscience, is an amazing song. I got to remember to put that in my list. But... I'm Jason Lane, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. In front of me, the four wonderful, fabulous members of Crunch Time.
Hello there.
You guys played a blazing set.
Thanks, man.
It was very entertaining. Well, tell me the story of Crunch Time.
Crunch Time. So Pete and I met at Jock's in the underground, not in the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And realized we lived close to each other, and we sort of started talking, and we ended up putting something together. We found Billy, and then eventually we found Pat.
Where did you find them? Were they just in the gutter somewhere?
I think Billy was like one of those
give me a dollar.
Craigslist roll of the dice that happened to...
Yeah.
Show up.
He vetted me real hard over email. So
and the reason I ask, we have a lot of musicians listening who, you know, are hopefuls and want to connect with people. So it's good to hear their story.
Craigslist can be a crapshoot, though. You got to be really specific in what you want and what you don't want. Yeah. And then if anybody replies with still looking with cues, don't answer.
Fair enough. Were you guys in bands originally, obviously, as individuals?
Yeah, we've been
before
a couple
this
different
band.
Bands. Yeah. People, I was in a band called The Brigands.
Okay.
That up until a couple of years ago when we started Crunch Time. And I actually still playing some gigs with The Brigands.
Yeah.
A shout out to Scotty, who is an engineer up here.
Great.
And
we do a Brigands tune?
Those, what bands? Billy?
Billy doesn't want to be. He's avoiding the
cat
question.
Cat your tongue?
Billy's got the best pedigree of us all, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You also have an amazing Blue Cheer t-shirt on, which is...
Thank you very much.
My mom's best friend from high school used to run drugs for them.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah,
you can hear it, can't you?
And I'm not kidding. It's pretty funny. Great band. Great album band to listen to on vinyl. But anyway, what other bands have you been in?
I was in a band called Hell to Pay back here in Boston in the 80s. And I moved out to California for 10 years and played in various... fiascos out there, and it was pretty fun. And then came back here and met these guys.
Great.
Yeah, and I was doing something in high school and had aspirations of going to music school, I got some sage advice from somebody when I was 17. When I asked him about Berkeley, he said, "Don't do it."
Yeah.
So I didn't do it, and I owe Roger Greenwald from The Dark actually gave me that.
You'd still be paying for it today.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So I ran away, got out of music for a while, and then got back into it a few years back. And
it's a good release, you know.
Yeah.
It's great. So you guys have a very powerful power pop sound.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys all have similar music tastes? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I think you could tell by the cover.
Yeah.
You know, the Buzzcocks and some other things like that. There's varied taste, though. We'll play... Jonathan Richman cover every once in a while, and you know our style is powerful like that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get them to do "Wake Up Dead" by Megadeth, but that's not going.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's why. It's not everybody's bag.
Right.
I would love to hear that personally.
Yeah, we have a little varied taste.
I'm a Megadeth fan, so. So
the nice thing is when your influences come together in a certain Venn. You know, shape, and you know, obviously we all like different things, but a large portion is overlapping, I think.
Right.
Is this project like something that you guys had not been playing music for a while and you're like, I got to get something together, it's been too long? And
in my case, that's pretty much true. Yeah, I had a kid, and she basically became a teenager and didn't want to see me, you know, I didn't have to do anything. I'm like, what was it I used to do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Where's that Blue Cheer t-shirt I have? Kids grew up, all of a sudden a bunch of free time back.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself at a certain point in life, you're like, oh, that came and went, the opportunity to be in a band, that's crap.
big time crap. Nope.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys are never living proof.
This is as far as I've gotten. It's taken me this far to get this long to get this far.
It's awesome.
Still, a few venues around Boston. A lot of them have closed up.
Yeah.
Someone's opening all the time.
There's a handful.
Square Root.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, March 13th, we're playing Square Root with Yui the Boy and the Classic Ruins.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that.
You guys know those bands?
Yeah. Yeah, Classic Ruins especially. They've been around forever. Yui the Boy, who did you say
Bob,
was on?
Rockin' Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, Rockin' Bob. Is that the same Rockin' Bob?
I think so. Because the new project is, I think.
Because Rockin' Bob fixes my Jazzmaster and my amps.
There you go.
Yeah. Is that the same guy from Davis? Cool.
Not Bob Who Rocks, but Rockin' Bob. That's a different one.
We'll let you know after the after the show.
All right, cool.
So then April 10th, we're going down to visit Mickey Bliss at Club Bohemia. And that's going to be actually a Cadillac Heart reunion. So it should be a fun night.
Hopefully he stays awake for your set.
Just wake him up before we
call him Sleepy La Bliss. So then
the
also, he's awesome. Then Loom River and the Doug McDonald Band also is going to be playing down there. So
it's a great room.
Another good show, April 10th.
That's great. You guys are keeping busy. So
we're trying.
Yeah. Where can we find your music?
So we're on Bandcamp under Crunch Time Boston, all one word, or Crunch Time Boston. Either way, you want to say that.
Because you could search Crunch Time and you'll see gyms and people pumping iron and
restaurant software. They're actually in Boston.
Yeah.
If you search Crunch Time on,
they should sponsor us
on Spotify. You'll get a gangster rapper.
Oh, that's cool.
Out of Atlanta,
or like a podcast about cereal.
Yeah, when we pushed the music out first time to Spotify, it wound up on his playlist.
Yeah. How do you resolve those sort of issues?
You send him an email and hope they do it.
Yeah.
We're gonna try and collaborate. Bring your posse. Someday.
Yeah.
Because I was in a band. Occasionally you're still in a band, and we had the same problem where it would be like a South American discotheque singer, like this Swedish death metal band, and then our female fronted powered pop trio. Yeah. And it was just, they just all exist together on Spotify. It's crazy.
It's a good playlist though.
Yeah. This is our death metal period.
You never see them in the same place at the same time.
We should get all the drabs together and play a show at the same time.
Definitely.
That's funny. But great. Kind yeah. Where you guys hail from?
I'm from Somerville originally. I live in Woburn now.
Okay.
I grew up in Melrose. I live up in the North Shore now.
Yeah.
I live way out in Clinton, Mash.
Clinton, that's a hike.
Yes, sir.
It's a great little town.
And I'm originally a Malden guy. And
okay.
I live up on the North Shore now as well.
So do you guys have a practice space? And again, I only ask these questions because people try, they're like, I want to start a band and I want to figure things out. What do you guys, meet in town?
One. Yeah, up in at Chris's house, actually, on the North Shore.
Oh, that's nice.
Sweet space.
It's nice when you can play at someone's house.
Yeah,
you know?
It's awesome. Yep. It's awesome. Close to me, but
and it's an hour for me to get there. But like I said, you got to, if it's worth it, if it's a worthwhile cause,
right?
You got to do what you love, man.
Right.
If you don't, then what the heck are you doing?
Yep. So I have about an hour commute to my practice space too. So I hear you.
We keep the bar stocked well for Billy. Make his commute worth the time.
Oh man, so as we wrap things up here, do you have any advice for other musicians? Like how do you guys stay happy together in a band?
Don't spend too much time together.
Yeah.
Don't listen to anything anybody else says.
Yeah. Earplugs.
Yeah.
Earplugs. Well,
just fun.
Keep going. Like I said, it took me this long to get this far.
Get out. You know, I would say if you want to get out and start playing, you got to get out and start seeing the bands that are out there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much all who goes out to see the shows now or other band members. And, you got to support the local scene or it's going to
analog social
away.
Networking. Go out and actually see people.
Right. Yeah. It's a tough thing for people under the age of 40 to do, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm like right in that exennial, I'm Gen X and millennial kind of.
Matinee shows, man.
It's tough for younger people to go out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't want to leave their screen. They don't want to talk to people on their face.
You got to pry that joystick out of their hand.
Yeah, you got to make eye contact.
I'm talking about a computer one.
If eye contact's involved, forget about it, you know? Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I hear you.
I'm just a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. One other question I want to ask: who records your stuff?
We've been recording up at Bang a Song Studio.
Okay.
Up in Gloucester with Tony Goddess.
Okay.
And Warren Babson. Those guys. Great studio.
Yeah.
Right downtown Gloucester.
It's a cool place to be. It's a place that has, like, you know, inspiration. If you're making music and you just get outside and walk around Gloucester, you're like, yeah, I'm living.
Yep.
Living life here.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a really cool venue there called the Art Space, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still there anymore. Guy named Shep, who wrote the movie Chud, used to run it.
Oh, Chud.
Yeah, remember Shep that movie?
Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dweller.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, he wrote that movie. And then later in life, he opened this art space and had, like, punk shows and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Hoping it's still around. But so Crunch Time, want to just reiterate one more time when your shows are for us.
Sure. March 13th at the Square Root over in Roslindale with Huey the Boy and Classic Ruins. And then April 10th at Club Bohemia, downstairs in the Cantab, with Cadillac Heart, Loom River, and Doug McDonald Band.
Wonderful. And what's the name of your latest release?
We're just pushing out singles. I think we've got like five in the can right now. We're just getting ready to finish them up and push them out.
Okay.
So we'll...
And you can find all those at crunchtimeboston.bandcamp.
Yep. Yeah. And Spotify.com. And Amazon and Apple Music.
And you're on the Facebook... Stuff.
We're on the Facebook.
You got it. Who's responsible for the social media in the band?
Pete and I kind
of. That's the worst part of being in the band.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's the worst page I ever saw.
No.
We just
it's
recently,
so much work.
Thank you.
This is the last time. We recently got on the Twitter too.
Oh,
we're
nice.
New to the Twitter, but
Twitter is actually it's the social media of choice that bridges all the generations together.
Yeah,
right
it's looking like that.
So, it seemed like it was in fading away and all these TikToks and all that stuff, but Twitter seems to be the glue that binds us all together. So you got to do the Twitter thing.
Exactly true.
Ugh. Social media. If I could live my life without doing social media ever, I'd be a happy person. But at the same time, because I'm part millennial, part Gen X, I need it to communicate with people. So...
It's going to be the downfall of society.
Got to put it out there. Crunch Time, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us,
Jason. That was fun.
And again, to find their music, please go to crunchtimeboston.bandcamp.com. You guys want to add anything?
No, that's good. We were just talking about Roni.
Okay.
Thanks.
Because this is your opportunity to get it all out. So we hope to see you again soon, and wish you well on all your upcoming shows.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us, Jason.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure. Going to find some more music to play right now, but before that, we are celebrating 31 years of On the Town with Mikey D. We were nominated for a Boston Music Award this year. And many thanks to Joel for continuing to bring awesome bands like Crunch Time in. And we're just very lucky to have this because these are scenarios that are fewer and far between for local musicians to come in and play live and have a recording. So keep listening to On the Town with Mikey D. It happens every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways, and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Sorry about that, folks. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties because we're still doing that analog CD thing, and it looks like the CD that I want to play maybe a little scratch to hell, as
oh
they say.
Oh, my Lord.
So you know what that means, Joel. That means that it was a really good CD and it got a lot of plays.
That's right.
Right?
And it also means that you get to play other things.
So right now I have two CDs right now, two CD players that are just saying loading.
Yeah.
But you know what? I found one that works.
Huzzah!
The good people at Tufts University have provided us with at least one working CD player, so for that we are very thankful. This is a band called Cheap Vacation, and this is He Never Reminds Me of You. It's on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. It's On the Town with Mikey D.
It's not unusual to find you holding up that bar, closing up that honky-tonk, looking like a movie star. You're signing autographs inside your twisted mind. Well, I got myself a new man, half as crazy, twice as kind. He never tries to make me jealous, he never tries to make me blue. When he says he loves me, I know his words are
there's still daylight to see.
Christopher G. Brown, The Animal, off 7 months of Chimney Rock, before that Emerald Comets, and Justine's Black Threads, He Never Reminds Me of You. Justine's Black Threads, part of the Whistle Stop Rock, the little festival that could. They're stopping at Once in Somerville this Saturday, and they're also going to be at Kodo up in Salem for night two, and that happens March 14th. The latest from Matt York now. This is Permanent Crush off his Bruisable Heart. It's on WMFO.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's probably true that I am never gonna find a girl that loves me like you do. You're all the pain and all the tears and all the broken-hearted moments. You're the one that always pulls me through. But lately everything's been changing and it seems like all these bad times are rolling in. You loved me when I was perfect, but you seem to love me just a little more when I sin. Out of my head, but I keep hanging around. I'm gonna love you till all of these ships that burn down. I ain't asking for much. All of this falls to the ground.
keep hanging round. I'm gonna love you till all of this shit's the burn down. I ain't asking for much. You're my permanent crush. I'm gonna love you till all of this falls to the ground. I'm gonna love you till all of this falls to the ground.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Oh, my friend, I wouldn't have it any other way. A baby complicates the matter, and he keeps growing every day. Right on past the street sign that bears my name. Time you remember, it always feels the same. Just like Freddy said, sweet mother mine, I don't wanna die. Never been born at all. Oh, my friend, I wouldn't have it any other way. Bill's been settled. Please stop finding other ways to pay. Just like Freddy said, sweet mother mine, I don't wanna die. If I had never been born at all.
It's Chalkstone Temps. Singer-songwriter by the name of Chris Wood. He's very brilliant, and his EP is called 22.20 EP. It's chalkstone.bandcamp.com. Jason Lane's been a pleasure. Thanks for Crunch Time for coming in. Mike Worm, Linnea Herzog from Power Slut, promoting their last and latest LP. It's always great. Tune in every Wednesday, 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Jason Lane. I'll talk to you next month. I leave you with Lay Low Moon, and this track's called Second Floor Apartment. Take care, everyone.
things he has you.